Hi, I'm Todd Stapleton, and back with another edition of a podcast, My Latest Rant. And I want to thank our sponsors, F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet, for helping us bring this to you. And we get into this. And this one's not as much as a rant, just kind of a little bit reminiscing. And I think some of you will relate to where I go with this talk today, or the rant, however you want to look at it. It is NFL draft week, NFL draft weekend, and of course the format's changed over the years with the NFL draft. They now do the first round on Thursday and then come back on, you know, Friday, Saturday. And used to, it was, and it hasn't been that long ago, Saturday morning they would get started with the first round. They'd run all day Saturday, and they'd run into Sunday, run all day Sunday too with the draft. So it was kind of a complete weekend thing. And the draft always falls for me usually the weekend right before my birthday, and does again this year too. And so it was always kind of a weekend that I kind of took to watch. I watched a lot of the draft and cared, of course, what my team did, and so things like that. But, you know, it's one of those things that now that the change, and we've had a long time now since the Rams have been gone from St. Louis, I've never gotten back into it at all. I don't think I've watched one draft. I don't think I've watched 1 minute of the draft since they left St. Louis. I don't care. And it's one of those things that I don't care about the draft, and I don't really care about the NFL anymore. You know, occasionally I'll tune past a game here and there. Haven't watched a whole game in literally years now. And I don't think I'm alone. You don't have a team anymore to root for. And I'm not very good at just adapting a new team and picking up a new team. I know some people are, and they can kind of do that. I've just never been very good at that. There's got to be something there why I want to do it. And, you know, when I was a kid, it was the football Cardinals when they were still in St. Louis, and you rooted for them. And, you know, then the Rams came to St. Louis and did you know, I did pick that up and carried on with them. And I guess I could do it with somebody else. Real estate to where a team is shouldn't matter completely, but it did when they left. And you know, they left under circumstances that you really felt like the league stabbed them quite a bit. I certainly could never root for the Kansas City Chiefs. They were the original vote to let them go. If you remember right, when they were voting for them to move, the original vote failed, and Kansas City was one of the votes for them to move. Basically, they said right then they want the market, so I could never root for them in any way. And you know, just never been able to get into another team. So when you don't have a team to root for, the draft kind of loses something. Even if you're watching the draft for everything, but you've got your own team, it does have a little bit of something there to give you a little bit of extra rooting interest and caring about what they're doing and tracking down what they're doing. So you do lose something. And like I said, I've never been able to just be one of those that can just pick up and root for a new team and go from there. I've never been able to do that. Just never have been able to pick up and roll with that like some people are. And I, you know, kind of envy those people, but I've never been able to do that. And I know some others have never been able to really do that either. So when you kind of tie it to the team that was closest to you and things like that, I think when they leave, it gets pretty tough. And, you know, there's part of me that looks back now to when the St. Louis Cardinals football team left St. Louis. I wish I'd have just stayed a fan of them. You know, when they moved to Arizona, when they moved to Phoenix, just stayed a fan of them and just went with it and carried on. And their circumstances were a lot less egregious as what the Rams did when they left. So a lot of me, though, wishes that had been the case. And, you know, kind of looking back on it, for the city of St. Louis's sake, that is where they messed up. because if they would have built a new stadium then, the football Cardinals wouldn't have left. They would not have left. With the Rams, St. Louis made a deal with the devil to get them there in 1995. My personal opinion now, and I know this is conspiracy theorist a little bit, I think Kroenke had this in mind the whole time. I think he knew that eventually Georgia Frontier, when she passed away, the team would go up. The kids would want to sell the team. That's exactly what happened. He would swoop in. He'd grab it. He had that option to do, which he did. And then he knew the situation with the 20 years and with the lease and with the wording in the lease. And he knew that he could probably swing that to move out and probably move back where he did, just like he did, and make the money he did with the franchise being worth so much more in Los Angeles. I think he had this planned. I truly do. I think he had it planned from day one. And, you know, I knew a lot of Rams fans that hate watched. They watched the team. And I always found that funny because that's exactly what Stan Kroenke would like for you to do, is keep watching the team. Even though you say you're hate watching, well, you're still watching. That's all he cared about. So the only way to handle that is just you have to go total blackness. You can't root for him. You can't watch him. You can't do anything. And that's the only way to handle that. But I think where St. Louis messed up was they should have just worked to keep the football Cardinals happy, worked to keep them in St. Louis. You know, they didn't build them a stadium. Well, then they go ahead and build a stadium just a few years later anyway with the dome to be able to entice somebody else to come. So, you know, it's been a bad situation now for a long, long time. You know, it's kind of something that I say this to people and they're a little shocked by it, but it has now been longer and actually a decent amount longer because it was 88 to 94 they did not have a team, and it's been 16 to now that there's not been a team. It's been longer since the Rams left without a team than it was between the Cardinals and Rams. And there, in my opinion, there is probably less than there is no chance that St. Louis will ever get another team back. That's just my belief. There are other cities that if they ever were going to move a franchise to that the NFL owners would be much more attached to doing. I still think they're going to look internationally at some point. The NFL will. So I don't think St. Louis will ever get another team. It's just my opinion. I just don't see that ever happening. Again, they had, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, they look at it and say, hey, you had two shots and you didn't keep either team. Well, I don't think that's fair. They weren't given a fair shot this last time. But anyway, I think that's the way it is. And I commend the fans that go to the Battle Hawks games. I absolutely do, and the attendance at those have been impressive. But the bottom line, and I hate to say this, that league's not going to make it. When you look at the attendance of every other team besides the Battle Hawks, it's bad. It's really bad. Some of them are just pathetic how poorly they draw. And I don't, you know, I just don't see that league surviving. You can't survive on one city. But I do commend the fans that go. I absolutely do. I do feel bad for them in a way because I think they're getting into that and they're enjoying it and really liking to go to the football games. But I just don't see that league surviving long term. I'm surprised they've made it as long as they have. I truly do. Truly have been. But you know, you would hope that would say to the NFL, hey, look, we can draw even in this league. But I just don't think it matters. I think the league owners have moved on to other places. No matter what with St. Louis, I think they're just done with that market. I think they're fine for St. Louis fans to either be Bears fans or Colts fans or Chiefs fans or Titans fans. You know, pick a team or just not be a fan at all. And you know, I know a lot of people get into the fantasy stuff, and you know, I know that not everybody is like me, but I think there's more guys like my age that feel the way I do, that without a team you just lose a lot of rooting interest, and it's hard to just get into it just as a, you know, want to watch football. It's hard to do. I think it's hard to do. I think it's hard to do even when you weren't watching your team, but you were into a team anyway. You had a team that you rooted for. I think when you don't have a team you root for a lot of us, for me, I know, it just makes it really hard. It just makes it really hard to really focus on it for any amount of time. The draft is definitely one that you struggle with because you don't have any picks coming up. You don't have anything coming. So it is. It's tough, and you hate missing out on it. And, you know, I've talked to other people about that. You kind of hate that you don't have a team anymore, and you hate that you don't watch anymore. And it was something you really enjoyed at one time, and you just can't get into it. And, you know, I know people that have tried to get into other teams and just can't do it. And but it's just – it is what it is. And, you know, but after a while, you kind of look back and you miss sitting down to watch the draft. Now, like I said, they've changed it on us. They changed the format on us and changed the way they do things. So that would have made it hard anyway. But you kind of miss those things. You kind of miss having that there. And, no, I don't think St. Louis will ever get an NFL team again. I would be beyond shocked if they did. I truly don't think that's an option that's even in the cards. I honestly believe that an NBA team would come to St. Louis before an NFL team would, and I don't believe an NBA team is coming either. So I just don't. I think it is what it is for major sports in St. Louis. I think it's baseball, it's hockey, it's Major League Soccer, and that's just where it's going to be. And you know, and like I said, I commend the fans for going to the Battle Hawks games, and they've shown out well for that. But I just don't think the league, is worried about that. They're all about getting into some money for themselves, and so I can't imagine. I guess expansion would be the one, but then I've understood that they really don't want to expand because then the owners have to split the amount of money they get, so they really don't want to do that. So expansion's probably not going to happen either in the NFL. So, but I would, yeah, that might be an angle, but I think that kind of takes it away. So, you know, it's just going to be one of those weekends, the last weekend in April that used to be one that you look forward to with the draft and getting to sit down and watch and just, you know, just enjoy. You know, it wasn't anything, it was kind of mindless at times because it just rolls on and rolls on, but it's just one of those that you just kind of have to eliminate after time. And when you don't have a team, it's really hard to get into these things and make it happen. So that's just the way it is. I think that's just the way it's going to be. So that is my latest rant. Again, like to thank our sponsors, F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet, for helping to bring this to you. That's my latest rant. I'm Todd Stapleton.